on the spot.
How are we doing? Are we awake and alert, getting it in? You see what's happening here? We are on that Romans road and we are getting really all of these instruction to understand what's going on. Because if he's talking about yielding, you see that sign on the highway, right? So we are on a road here. And it's just, the scripture is so beautiful how it explains things. It's not really up there, like, I don't know what they're talking about. It's terminology that we all understand. Just pay attention to them. So in chapter 6, remember the three verbs that we said there. Knowing in verse 6, is it? Knowing. And then in verse 11, we have reckoning. And then in verse 13, we have yielding, right? These are the things that we are learning in that chapter. Because we said, listen, you need to know that there was a master called sin. He run your life and he ruined your life. Now you have a new master. Just like in chapter 5, we had two heads. One brought disobedience, condemnation, and judgment. You have a new head that brought life, blessing, and grace. That's really what it is. So now you say, well, I got that one. But now I'm finding another problem. You see, as you are learning, he's unfolding before you what you are facing. He said, now you have two masters. Remember that. One master did that to you, ruled you in that way. I want you to know that. Now you know it. But I want you also to reckon it. What does that mean? Remember that, I think it was Brother Chuck who said, it's an accounting term. It's a fact. It's reckoning, it's counting, it's fact. 1 + 1 is equal what? 2, that's a fact. Right? Anybody here work in a bank or know anything about banking? Anybody? Nobody here? Who? Josh? You know anything about banking, right? So when I go to the bank and I give you some money, what do you do with them? You take a look at them, right? And then I said, put that in my account, right? Come up here. This is a reckoning. You are in the bank now. I am giving you these two bills. How much are they?
$10,000.
5 and 5, right? How much are they? $10. I'm saying put that $10 in my account. Okay? So you put those $10 in my account. And then I come to you. No, not in your pocket. Then I come to you and I said, how much is in my account?
$10.
But I really feel like I have $1,000 in my account.
You only see 10.
So. But I really feel that. I feel I have $10,000 in my account. It doesn't matter what I feel. See, Brother Tony, thank you, Joshua. If anybody comes to you in the bank that way, just call the police on them. But Brother Tony mentioned it, and I want to just really highlight. It doesn't matter what you feel. It's a fact. It's a reckoning. It's $10. I could feel it's $1,000,000. It doesn't really matter. It's only $10. It's not how you feel. It's your reckon. It's a fact. You reckon yourself dead. It's a fact. Even if you don't feel it, it's a fact. But then what do you do about that? It's not a dogma out there, okay? What is it? It's now it's a matter of yielding. He said before, you see this hand here? And I'm just again recapping what the brethren said to get you into chapter 7. You see this hand of mine? So those eyes, those are the members he's speaking about, okay? Under the old master, he was in charge of my hand, of my mouth, of my eye, of my ear. Those are members. There is nothing wrong with my ear. There is nothing wrong with my hand. Thank God for them. Thank God for my eyes. There is nothing wrong with them. But who is the master that telling me where to look, what to hear, and what to use my hand, and where my feet should go? That is the master. He said, don't yield. Now you know. You know now you have two masters. Now you understand that. Do you understand that? Do you understand that you have two masters? Christianity explained it very well. So when the struggle comes in, you really understand why there is a struggle. In the past, when you were unbeliever, there was no struggle. There was one master, and you just listened to him. Now you have a new master. And the old master, this old man, remember, who wanted to take over the boat, still parking orders at you. Still yelling at you, though he was crucified. Don't listen to him. These hands should not listen to the old master. That's the word yielding. So when you get on the highway, there is a force coming. And you yield to it. That force of sin, you should not yield to it. But that love and grace and the overwhelming kindness of the new master, I tell the old man, you're not taking my hand, man. No, you're not. This hand belongs to the new master. These eyes, that's practically, that's every day, every minute, you yield those masters in. Then you say, wonderful. Now, but now me made free from sin and became servant to God, we have fruit unto holiness. You know, again, it was said, the matter of holiness. What do you want to do? Look at the verse we have before that. In verse 19, servant of uncleanness. Do you really want your hand to be in the garbage and in the mud and in the dirt all the time? Do you really want that? Do you really want that? And you know in your own heart the stink of sin when you do it. You know it. But that's not the way it should be. It shouldn't be like that at all. You yield that hand and now you bring fruit unto holiness. You know, holiness is a wonderful thing, guys, girls, ladies, men. Holiness is, there is beauty in holiness. There is beauty in holiness. Listen, the media have painted a picture of what beauty looks like. It's plastic. Really plastic. That's why you call it plastic surgery. It's plastic. You know, it's not real. It is not real. And you have that image that beauty or handsomeness or coolness should look in a certain way. No. There is beauty in holiness, in submission to that new master and bringing fruit unto holiness and the end, not death here, but eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Then you start chapter 7, which is really a segue here. Know ye not. Know ye not. See, again, you see, knowledge. Knowledge is wonderful. You have to know. Ignorance is no good. You don't want to be ignorant. Then he brings before them because he... another issue arise. So he bring an answer to that issue arise, which the brethren will tell us what's going on in Romans 7. Is that clear so far? So what are you going to do with your members now? Your hands, your feet, your eyes. What are you going to do with them? What? I can't hear you. Man. What are you going to do with your hands, your feet, and your eyes? Yield them. To who? To the Lord Jesus, to the new master. Thank you.
Could you help all the foreigners here with what you mean with yield? Because the dictionary has like 7 or 8ways to describe it.
To yield is to submit control to another. I give the right to another. Just simply in driving an automobile. I drive up. I'm going to get on the interstate, and there's always the sign there that says yield. What does that mean to me? That means that I allow the others to go first. I do not claim a right to be able to do it at the right time. I'm able to do so. So it's not a complicated. It's giving.
You give way.
Give way.
And that's what it means when we give way to Satan to allow him to control us. Or we give way or give over our lives to the Lord. We allow our will to be suppressed for the master.
Yeah.
In unbelief, it's Satan. As a believer, it's giving way to control of my life for the Lord Jesus.
Yeah. I like that. The right of way, mm-hmm. Right? Where I have submitted my right. I have no more rights, right? And I have submitted them to my new master. Right.